927 KTOE Morning Blend continues. Jennifer's here from Freedom Home Care. How are you?
Good. Good. See you. Great. Good. How are you guys?
Real good, as always. Thanks for stopping by and hanging out with us a little bit. We appreciate it. Staying out of trouble?
I'm doing the best I can.
That is like a, I can neither I can neither admit or deny, confirm nor deny if I'm staying out of trouble.
The rumors had it that you guys had a chance meeting last night at a station event.
Yeah, yes. We get, Jennifer's a very social person, it's all mine, so we bump into each other all over the place, it seems.
Never would have figured that out for either.
Yeah, no.
It works out pretty well, so, you know, people are allowed to get out and have, you know, it's like, it's not like when you, you know, today's, what is it, World Teacher Day or Appreciate, yes. It's not like when you see your teacher outside of the school, and you're like, oh my goodness, she's like a real person.
Right.
I saw her at a bar having a pizza and a beer. I didn't know she ate. it's that's not quite like that. But that's, you know, social activities. Part of what we do as people. Right?
Yeah,
and
definitely.
That's part of what you guys help support as well over at Watch This. See that smooth transition?
Yeah, it's very
smooth,
nice.
Smooth, yeah. Yeah. So, you know, today I wanted to do a shout out to our case managers. We have Chris and Pam and Ann, and that's part of what they do, making sure that people get out of the house, get things, being able to do things that they enjoy, and especially getting them to our appointments.
Right.
Having that person that they can count on when their family does not live in town, that they can visit on a monthly basis or weekly, whatever the client sets it up, that they can do that. Bring them to fun social events. You know, Anne was asked to go to a Moondogs game. And she said, well, yeah, I've done other things like that. Why not go to a Moondogs game? So she was talking about that yesterday, pretty excited. But there's so many different ways that we can help our clients. It's not just those caregivers in the home. It's also having our case managers check in with them, you know, making sure that they're going to their appointments on time and making sure their appointments are set up so it's not scattered throughout the week, that they can, you'd have one day of appointments and get to see those specialists that they need to see at a regular time frame.
Now, this is one of the biggest things you've added at Freedom Home Care since it's open, hasn't it?
Yes, yeah. 2017. Yes, July of 2017. And it's been a great success. Anne has taken on quite a bit of clients recently, just by word of mouth. She'll have one client, and then he will tell another client, and then another one. And it's a really great snowball effect to see that. You know, she's got family members that are calling saying, hey, so-and-so told me about you. What can you do to help? She's visiting one family member, and his neighbor came running outside and said, hey, wait, before you go, can you come and visit with me? Mm-hmm. And so it's really good to see that word
confirmation
spread.
That you're doing your job and doing it
yes,
well.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Yep. And she even said that when she was at her client's house, one of the kids came over and knocked on her window and said, hi, do you have a minute to come in and talk with us? So, you know, and that's really great. That word of mouth that spreads is, you know, better than any other advertising, because it's a true testament of what we can do for our clients. And that really means a lot to us.
So I have a crazy question for you. And this is kind of personal and specific, but what I've noticed, and maybe you've noticed this as well, is the hardest nut to crack, right, in your industry is that above and beyond, super duper family member, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I can do everything, and I can't say no, and I'm always helping with everyone and everything. So I'll just continue to do that with mom and dad also, at the expense of my own sanity and well-being.
Mm-hmm.
How do you talk to somebody? Julie, I'm talking to you. How do you talk to somebody and convince them, like, listen, it's okay. It's a good idea to have someone help out and pick up some of that slack for you so that you're not wearing yourself out so much?
Yeah, you know, that's a really great question, because it is hard, because if you do come out and say, hey, look, you don't have to be the hero, you don't have to do everything, others are here to help, you know, because sometimes it's for their own being that they feel that's how they feel valued to their family. And so it's a tough conversation to say, you know, you're not doing yourself and your family any good by being that one that's dropping other people and doing things. And sometimes the parents, they don't want to tell their kids everything.
Mm-hmm.
They're the parents still, whether they're, you know, 40, 50, 60, 80, 90, they're still parents that they don't want their children to know everything. Sure. And so having that third party come in and having that conversation really does help a lot. You know, well, like I said last week, we see our kids grow. We don't really see our parents change that fast either. So having that third party come in and open your eyes and say, hey, you know what, this isn't a safe place for them. Being home alone, we need to have somebody coming in with them. And then also having that talk with, we can help you so your mental health doesn't get affected, your physical health doesn't get affected, your family life. And so having that conversation in a very calm and professional way, we do it. You know, I had the conversation with my family, but it was my family, so I was a little more curt. and just that, you know, I was just that, hey, you know, this is the way it is. And, you know, it was my aunt with my grandparents, and she was not happy with me. She didn't talk to me for a while. She complained to my cousins, and they backed me. They were like, but hey, Mom, you know, you need to let other people help. They're our grandparents, too. So that's, you know, just having that conversation and being calm and coming up with a way that works up for everybody.
Well, and I would suspect that people that have been overloading themselves with this, once they kind of see the light of day, if you want to put it that way, they probably thank you. I didn't realize just how far gone I'd gone down the wrong trail myself. How it was affecting me, because I thought I was being, you know, the ultimate helper.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And sometimes those siblings, they see that, you know, their sister's doing all this work and they think that she likes it too, you know, but maybe she doesn't. She just doesn't think that they want to do it. So having that conversation with, hey, what can we do to work together as a team really helps a lot. And having us come in there and assist as well.
That's it. I think those are all important points. Mm-hmm. And I think the hardest part, and we all know, we all have that friend who can't say no and is always trying to be super helpful.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's impossible to convince them that, like, you're not being punished. I'm not taking this away from you. We're lightening the load. We're lessening the load so that it's easier for you and it's better and healthy for everyone.
Yeah.
First step is always that phone call, that reach out, that first interaction.
Yes.
What's the best way to do that?
Call us at 507-387-4663, or you can find us online at freedomhomecarellc.com.